Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. A 21-year-old man will front court tomorrow charged following an incident at a takeaway shop in Millicent. Police were called to George Street at around 7 a.m. Friday following reports a woman was seeking assistance from staff. Officers are alleging she'd had a verbal altercation with a man known to her before making her way to the shop. The man followed her inside and is alleged to have pushed a staff member in the chest before trying to drag the woman outside. He's in custody as we speak. His charges include assault, aggravated assault, and property damage after he allegedly smashed the glass door to the shop. Tennyson Woods College student Braden Verrett-Reed's been named the local youth of the year, taking out a public speaking award at the Lions Club Mount Gambier event. He was one of three finalists at the public speaking and development program alongside Thomas Mayo and Nicola Bowditch. Braden will now compete in a district final. If he's successful there, he'll then proceed to the state finals. Leading women's charity group Share the Dignity is partnering with our local Woolies for the launch of a new campaign. 5 cents from each sanitary pack sold at Woolworths across the country will be donated to end period poverty and support women and girls in need. Charity founder Rochelle Courtney says they're targeting women having to choose between buying sanitary items or buying food for their family.
We have 173,000 women who turn to homelessness services, but we also help our drought-stricken farming communities, our remote Indigenous communities, and also those women who are just experiencing extreme poverty.
No upsets in the Mount Gambier and District Cricket semi-finals, with the top two teams making their way into the grand finals easily. North Sportsmen's came up against South Gambier for the second time this season, cracking 168 runs after winning the toss and electing to bat. South Gambier could do little right at the crease. All but two of their players were bowled out for less than 10 runs, the side conceding 5 ducks, bowled all out for 70. A similar scoreline played out in the other semi-final, as the table-topping Panola managed 189 runs when batting first against West Gambier. West Gambier's batsmen also struggled, George Kidman taking 3 late wickets for Panola, while the real damage was done by Michael Waters and David Summerfield, who took 4 and 3 wickets respectively. And the Mount Gambier Pioneers men's team sit 4th out of 11 teams in the SA Basketball Premier League.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.